from his creation. While other religions assumed the presence of deities all about them, the religion of the Jews began in a radically different place. Jewish philosopher Leon Kass says the opening lines of Scripture set Judaism at odds with the rest of the known world. This perfectly natural human tendency the Bible seeks to oppose, and right from the first verse, by denying that the heavens or any other beings are worthy of human reverence. In another sense, though, the Jews are like people in other societies. They, too, are God-seekers. More importantly, they believed firmly that they had discovered the one true God, that they were known and favored by Him among all the peoples of the earth. They championed the idea that God is not only personal, but purposeful, a supreme being with a supremely moral agenda for mankind. Scholar Paul Johnson calls the introduction of this idea one of the great turning points in history, perhaps the greatest of all. Thus, at first glance, the encounter on the road to Emmaus is baffling. We assume that people living in the first century AD were more prone to spiritual experiences than we are, as enlightened, sensible, modern people. The Jews accepted the possibility of such experiences. Surely these followers of Jesus, we reason, are desperate for some sign of hope after his brutal execution, some message from heaven to reassure them that their faith in him was not a tragic fantasy. They want to believe. Many scholars of the Bible treat the accounts of Jesus' death and resurrection in just this way. The disconsolate disciples will believe almost anything in order to regain their psychological equilibrium. Their frame of mind, we are told, is like that of Fox Mulder, the credulous FBI agent from the TV show The X-Files. A recurring theme of the series was a haunting memory from Mulder's childhood, when his sister was mysteriously abducted by aliens from outer space. Mulder's faith in the existence of UFOs was constantly reinforced by his desire to find his sister alive. A poster over his desk with a picture of a UFO carried this caption, "I want to believe." But if this was the psychological mood of these two men on the Emmaus Road, then we're faced with a very odd tale indeed. Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. What can this mean? If these disciples are so anxious for a spiritual experience, a supernatural reunion with Jesus, for example, then why aren't they immediately overwhelmed with fear, shock, or joy at seeing Jesus alive? We'll explore later the likelihood of ordinary Jews, even following